Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is an 8-year member of our Brain Trust. He is someone I've been learning from before he knew me. I knew him, and he was teaching me about different ways to look at the world, and it changed my life and actually contributed to me being able to do what I do today. So I'm very fortunate, very grateful, and to have had Joel in my life, and now he's part of your life and has been now for the last 8 years. He's one of the top futurists of our time, the author of a number of books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future. He's also a great filmmaker, and he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Innovation at the Verge, that's your new film, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep.
So check that out. We'll tell you about how you can find that in a little bit. Joel, I want you to tell over the last few years, you've been giving us different reports on graphene, which is a carbon-based material, right?
Specific form of carbon.
Yeah. And you've been talking about how the properties of it have great advantages and how it can be used for many, many applications.
Yep.
But you've got a story that involves a kitchen blender to tell us about.
Yeah, and it's part of this whole, how do you unwrap a technology and make it commercializable?
Mm-hmm.
And the question has been, how do you manufacture graphene? Singapore and Korea and Japan have had a collateral project making graphene. The Trinity College in Dublin decided to go at it a totally different way, where they took graphite, and graphene is in graphite. Graphite is what comes off your pencil,
right,
when you're pencil writing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they said, I wonder what would happen if we put it in a blender. And
you mean like Bassomatic? Remember Bassomatic?
A kitchen blender.
On the Saturday Night Live skit, Dan Aykroyd. Some of you may remember that. So they took the Bassomatic blender and put
graphite in it and started blending it. And what they saw was it was shearing the graphite in such a way as it was basically breaking loose one atom thickness of graphene. But here was the problem.
And they could see that in a blender?
Well, yeah, because they took it out and looked at it under a microscope.
Uh-huh.
But the deal was, the stuff stuck together. So they said, what are we going to do with that? So somebody said, well, why don't we use some kitchen detergent? I mean,
a surfactant.
And yeah, exactly. And taking things off the shelf of the kitchen, and it worked. And so
go ahead.
I was going to do what I suggest now is there may be a very easy way to make the elements of graphene that they naturally combine together when you put them together.
Right. Well, you know what? Another thing that what you're reminding me of is the way oil is, sludge and oils and spills are cleaned up and reused.
Yep.
They use heat and time and chemicals and centrifugation to do all that. The blender was a centrifuge, right?
Yep.
But what they could do if they replace the blender for a centrifuge and drop the surfactant, the soap in there, they might find that the graphite goes through the screen and leaves the graphene, or vice versa.
Well, the one thing you have to remember, the slicing turns out to be really important, so you have to have the blade spinning,
right,
to make sure it works. And that's what was surprising.
Make sure you don't use the cheap old a cheap blender. Make sure you use the KitchenAid blender, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it scales up, because it could the manufacturing process.
So now this is a way of creating graphene,
yes,
But then how do you but how do you manufacture, how do you turn that, then if you separate the graphene from the graphite, then what do you do with it?
Well, the article doesn't say that, but I have also been following the fact that graphene is self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that means if you get a hole or a rip in graphene and it's near any other graphene, it rejoins.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now
so
think about a whole bunch of little pieces coming out and just joining together into a sheet of graphene.
Graphene, ladies and gentlemen, this is, and folks, as has happened so many times over the last 8 years, you know, you're hearing Joel report to you about some of this stuff that's going on that might not be coming up on your radar. It won't be on any of your reality TV shows, but over the next year or two or five, it'll become part of your life. Like 3D printing is now, which you reported on to us many years ago. We're going to be right back with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com, by the way, is the website. We're going to talk about something that I'm pretty excited about. Did you know that if you're overweight, that could be better than being underweight?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.